The Morning Rush Podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly.
Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Florida all being left in the College World Series, and we're going to continue that conversation a lot today as well.
We might need to get someone from the Weather Channel on to cover the College World Series. Arkansas scheduled to play at 6 o'clock tonight. I think, myself, there is a 0% chance that's going to happen. Because yesterday, there were supposed to have been two games. Weather messed that up, marred up the whole schedule. Now there's supposed to be a triple header today. You're trying to tell me a triple header is going to go smoothly and everything's going to go off on time?
Of course, Tommy. I mean, it's going to be 10 a.m. for the first game, then 1 p.m., and then 6 p.m., and it's going to go off perfectly.
Yeah.
None of those games are going to be delayed or go long.
First of all, 10 to 1 ain't going to work because they need how much time in between games?
I think it's at least 30 minutes, maybe an hour.
I think it's 55 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, closer to an hour, like I said. So that isn't going to happen. So what is it? North Carolina, Mississippi State plays at 10 this morning. Then you said there's a 1 o'clock game scheduled, which was – the elimination game with Florida. I'm trying to get it all.
Florida and Texas.
Florida and Texas play. Mm-hmm. And then Arkansas and Texas Tech at 6 o'clock. I can guarantee you this. Guarantee you this. The 1 o'clock game ain't going at 1 o'clock.
No.
And with no run rule and with more weather in the forecast, will Arkansas even play today?
I don't think they will. I mean, because just if you look at the weather, and then, of course, everyone's been checking it, and, you know, how often do the weather people get it right, you know? But still, if you look at the weather forecast and the radar and all that, they're going to have these spot-up showers. They're going to have some rain coming in and out. In fact, I'm looking at it right now at about 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. They have over a 60% chance of rain.
Well, the good news is you're third of three games. And if things get pushed back, then you'll end up like the game last night. And the good thing about that is, hey, North Carolina, Mississippi State, another day's rest. Now, I guess you stay at the hotel. You don't have to hang at the ballpark all day. But the problem is you have a schedule and you have a plan. And then, you know, what do you do? So, I guess you stay off your feet and you rest as much as you can. But it's another day. Your arms and your bullpen, your starting pitching gets another day's rest. So, the problem is at some point that schedule is going to get compressed to get it all in to try to get that championship series started on time. But I'll be surprised if Arkansas – and they may play today, but I'll be surprised if it's at 6 o'clock tonight.
And I believe that they can't start a game after 11 p.m. Is that – I believe that's the rule in the College World Series. So if Arkansas gets pushed back that much, which is possible.
You say, well, why not? They're there. They're out of school. Well, do you really want to be starting a game at 11? When's it going to finish?
3 a.m., 4 a.m.,
you know, I really don't want my team's schedule off that much. I mean, you're talking about getting to bed at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning maybe.
I don't want that because we got to do a morning show. Well, like selfishly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to stay up late and have that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's impossible for us, but it's an impossible task. You just, you don't sleep all night. But the problem is then your team is out of whack. So – I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, hey, you can't. It's an outdoor sport. And you can't control the weather.
See, that's the thing is, I understand people getting frustrated by this, and they're trying to figure things out, and they're saying that this is going to mess up their teams or for whatever reasons. But like you said, what can you do? There's not a solution to this. There's not just something you can write down on paper and say, there's the new policy that's going to keep this from happening. I mean, it is what it is. And you just got to do the best that you can. And I thought it was interesting, too, that I think it was the ESPN crew when Arkansas played on Sunday. They said that when Dave Van Horn meets with his team before the game, he gives them all a weather report.
Yeah.
And an hour-by-hour basis of saying, this is what we're looking like. This is what it's going to kind of go out to be. And I'm sure he's going to do the same thing today, assuming that they get it played. But I would almost bet money that Arkansas will be playing tomorrow morning. I just, with the weather, that what it's looking like, with the games going as long as they do, and the amount of times where if there's one bolt of lightning in the area, boom, that's immediately like an hour delay at the minimum.
30-minute minimum.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think with all that happening, I think Arkansas is going to end up playing tomorrow, which is not the end of the world, but it's still just, it throws you out of your routine a little bit, and then you're going to have to make up for some games there too, so... But either way, we're going to be monitoring that. I know the Razorback baseball team is going to be monitoring that, because getting three games in one ballpark in one day, even when the weather's nice outside, is a very, very difficult task. So that'll be big. And I know that it's kind of nice, though, because all three games are SEC teams. So at least there's a little vested interest there, especially in the second game, to see if Arkansas, who they may be playing, if they end up beating Texas Tech tonight as well.
You're going to be playing one of those teams regardless, right?
That's right. So. That's right. And you hope that whoever it's
you hope you're playing the winner of the game.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you you said it was what was it? You said that it was
no. You're hoping you're playing the because I get all this messed up.
It's so confusing, man.
Yeah, if you win, you're off till Friday, and then the loser of the game. So you're hoping you don't have to. You don't know who you play. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to win, and you're I guess off till Friday at this point.
And they're not going to push back those games. I assume so. They're still going to keep those in check, assuming. I don't know. The weather, because here's the thing.
But three
about
in
it.
A day is the most you can play.
Right.
There's no way to play four games in a day.
Jeez. I mean, yeah, there's no way that's happening. In fact, even if you look at the weather a few days out, every day's got chances of rain. So you never know what to expect out of the rest of this. But I feel like that's got to be frustrating if you're a baseball player, because we talked about how baseball players, more so than I'd say any other athlete, routines are key. You get in a routine because you know that you're going to play a 9-inning game. You know what you're going to be looking at. You know that you have these certain things that you have to go through in pre-games and then during the games to keep yourself not only just warmed up for the game, but also just mentally prepared and mentally into the game and focused in. And you know, when you get out of those routines, I'm sure it's difficult to get back in them, and especially when the comes to weather and whatnot. But you know, you got to play the cards you were dealt. You just got to go out there and you got to play the game. So. It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out. But I still like Arkansas tonight if they do play tonight against Texas Tech. I did a little researching on Texas Tech and looking at them. And, of course, we're going to talk to Sam Kahn Jr. more about them as well, who's very familiar with the Texas Tech baseball team. I like Arkansas's chances. I like the fact that you may see a higher scoring game this time around, especially because Texas Tech, they're a really good hitting team, and their pitching's pretty decent too. But their second guy has given up a lot of runs this year. And so you could see something where Arkansas gets to close to the double digits, maybe against like they had against Texas. And then you also see Texas Tech doing really well. I don't think Casey Murphy is above him, or he's going to be too big of a moment for him, but I think he's still going to be able to get some guys closed down there as well. But I like Arkansas in this game. I really do.
Well, I think you've seen some teams that the moment the bright lights on the big stage maybe got to them. I mean, you wonder why Oregon State all of a sudden showed up and just booted the ball everywhere in their first game. Then last night came out and destroyed Washington. Now, that was a team they're very familiar with, but, I mean, just pounded them last night. But what was it? It was 14-5 when I quit watching. I don't know what it ended up being. That was in the eighth, I believe. So, I mean, they were just in total command and looked like a team that was, you know, a top four seed. So, you know, sometimes you need a game to settle in. Arkansas did need a game to settle in. So I'm with you. I think this team is focused. They're mentally dialed in right now. You just hope that can carry over. And, you know, in baseball, you're used to delays. We talked with Scott Tabor about this a few weeks ago about, you know, how do you handle the weather delays? And listen, when you're, you know, 12 years old playing baseball, you have weather delays. It's just part of playing baseball. So it's not like you get to the College World Series or you get to college baseball and all of a sudden you start having weather delays. It's something you've played with your whole career. So, you know, whether it's – but what you don't have is the bright lights of this kind of stage, because this is the biggest moment in all of these guys' careers. Even Arkansas players who are routinely used to playing in front of 10,000 people in a crowd, well, this is still a little bit different and you know what's at stake. So –
that's true, too. And it makes you think that Vanderbilt coach, of course, his name just escaped
Kim
me. Yes, when he talked about how he feels like even in the majors, they'll never have a game or games when it comes to postseason play that's as big, especially in the College World Series, that these players will go through right now. And that kind of stirred up a conversation. I think they got a lot of people kind of fired up about comparing the MLB to college baseball. But I kind of agree with them. I mean, these are intense games. These are intense matchups. No. And not to say that the majors and the playoffs aren't the same way, but you know, this is a long process. It's not just seven game series here and there, and you know, you kind of know the process. It's it's you got double elimination, you got regionals that you're traveling to, you got back and forth. You got a lot of different things going on with that.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
Kids, don't text and drive. And also, do not drink and drive, as Officer Bream came in. They're really putting an emphasis on that.
No, they're cracking down on, not that they don't normally,
always,
but there
yes.
is an emphasis right now on drinking and driving. So,
yes. So
through the holiday, through the July 4th holiday.
I got an idea, Tommy. How about when you drive, you just drive? You don't just text and drive. You don't drink and drive. You just drive.
Know, Officer Breeden was by the show before we got on the air and kind enough to bring some breakfast in for us this morning. And actually, hopefully Nick ain't listening. He had the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
And he was going to give Nick a time and say, hey, but he was showing us this deal. But we were talking about the distracted driving part anymore. And it's just, and I'm as guilty as anybody, between your phone and your music and your radio and your nav and your all these things that we have in our cars to make life, quote unquote, more convenient. It is so easy to get your eyes off the road anymore.
Especially the phones. I mean, because it's all done virtually through the phone. And when we're walking around and having life and just living our lives, our phones are right on us.
I'm on vacation next week and going out of the country, and the phone isn't going to work. And I don't know if I'm going to love it or I'm going to hate it. I'm not sure which.
Give us a report back. I'd like to know whether you were stressing out the whole time or whether you were just as relaxed as could be.
I've got it set up for like AT&T has this like day pass deal where you can – because like they just scalp you if you just turn your phone on.
Oh, yeah.
In, another country. So – but like for $10 a day, you can say so like pick 2 days on vacation that you can make all your phone calls and everything. So – I'm not going to, I guess I can check in a couple times, how often do you just reach for your phone out of habit anymore?
At least every 30
seconds.
Am
I the only weirdo that sometimes reaches because you feel for your phone in your pocket because you think it rang or you think it buzzed and it didn't?
All the time.
Well, I could have swore it did,
All the time. Sometimes I don't even feel it. Sometimes I sense it.
We are, exactly. And I don't even have my phone in my pocket, so what was buzzing? There's nothing in my pocket. I am weird,
It's all in your head.
Exactly.
It's scary.
Do you do that too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be sitting here even during the show. I have my phone next to me just to kind of have it in case someone texts me and say, hey, you're off the air or something like that. But, I'll just click on it.
Or in my case, you should be off the air.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll sit here and I'll just click the home button and just, okay, well, there's the time and all that. Just want to make sure. Make sure no one's trying to contact me. No, I do the same thing.
We are such creatures of habit anymore.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
I'm kind of looking forward to next week. You just turn the thing off. John, it's all on you. Hey, folks, next week, if something's screwed up, it's all John Neighbor's fault.
Technically,
it's all him.
Get after me.
Yeah.
Something happens. It's all me.
It's all on you, big boy, next week. So.
Does that mean I get your pay, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, that's excellent. That's a fair deal, then.
you may not want that. Careful what you sign up for. Careful what you sign up for.
Hey, I'll take that all day at this point. But, no, we are that way.
But you get all the work that goes with it.
Okay, well, maybe let's talk about that. I don't know if I need to do that.
Typical millennial, folks. Well, I want all the pay, but I don't know about all the responsibility.
I want the glory of it all. I don't want the labor pains. Yeah. I just want the baby.
Exactly.
I just want to make it as simple as possible.
Typical millennial.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
But I don't know how I'm going to physically, and I don't think I'm alone in this. I mean,
no. We
are so addicted, and we don't even realize it, to our phone being right here, right next to us, because you'll pick up your phone and look at social media, look at Facebook or Twitter just out of, I don't have any reason to look at Facebook, but I'll do it out of habit. It's just a bad, it's like smoking cigarettes. Just do it because it's just a function you're so used to doing.
The only difference is this routine. One doesn't give you nicotine. I mean,
this may be worse.
I know, but it's just because you never really think. It's gotten to the point where we don't even think about it.
Exactly.
Like us talking about it right now is more thinking than I've done on how much I check my phone, and it's just like a reality check of just how much you rely on it. Like I get just think about this. Well, and if I was to tell myself 10 years ago, I get just spitting angry if I can't get my Twitter to connect, if I can't get it to reload and get my timeline in order,
right.
Like, that's the type of anger and that's the type of things I get frustrated at today. I get frustrated if my text message doesn't send immediately. My text message doesn't send immediately. Like, those are the things. It just, in fact, I would even chalk up over half of my frustrations are because of this right here, this phone.
And we're training our kid. I'm guilty right here at Kraft Household of training our kids to be the same way because, you know, my kids are 8 and 6, soon to be 7, and, you know, they're totally into computers and iPads and Kindles and all these things. But that's what they do at school now.
Yeah.
They give them computers and they give them tablets and they give them stuff to do all their class lessons and stuff on. That's the world we're in now. Where if you don't know how to do things on computer and tablet and phone and whatever, you're screwed.
Yeah. Because it's not like you're just giving it to rot their mind with it. I mean, that's just the way
it's
functioning.
That's how they do their class lessons now. Yeah, exactly. So we told my son that, hey, we're not taking the laptop computer to Mexico. Not happening. Not leaving town with it. And you would have thought.
How dare
you? Yeah, you would have thought, hey, while we're there, we're going to have a kidney removed.
That's the point where.
And they have no, you know. You would have thought that's what was going on.
Just by not bringing the laptop.
Yeah.
No, well, see, here's the thing. I don't have any kids, but I do have nephews. And I have a nephew that's 15 years old, and the other two are 6 and 5, respectively. And the 6 and 5-year-old, I mean, they it's not like they play on the iPad all the time or anything, but it's like they will sit there, and they will be on that iPad until that thing dies. If it's at 100%, if you don't tell them to get off of it, they will just sit there, and I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they watch YouTube videos of them cracking open eggs. What?
Put this on the poll. Are you addicted to your iPhone? Just simple yes or no. Are we alone in this?
Surely not.
I don't think we're alone.
And if we put it
on the poll.
And if you say we are alone, you're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying to us.
But stop and think. Are you addicted out there? Take some calls on this or something. What else we got to talk about? A baseball game that's going to get delayed?
That's probably not even going to get played today.
So what are we going to do during the delay? Get on our phone.
Exactly. Get on our phones, check Twitter, Snapchat.
Yeah. Are you addicted to your phone? At Morning Rush Show on Twitter, 877-377-6963. I'm guilty.
I am too. And a bonus question to that, if you are addicted to your phone, which app do you use the most?
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
On the spot question of the day was a topic we brought up earlier in the show, is which athletic program in the NCAA is most comparable to Arkansas? Because we brought up the conversation with Texas Tech and how they can be comparable in a lot of different instances. And it's pretty funny, Tommy. We got over 30 replies to this, and I almost positive each one of them gave a different answer.
It's a good question.
So I'm going to throw a few at you and see if you can kind of see where they're coming from or where they agree. Ronnie says Arizona State. Says that in his Rick explanation is every few years they'll have a 9-win football season. They're usually competitive in basketball, but never great, and they have a successful baseball program.
Okay.
So
I get it.
Yeah. I get that. David says Washington. I mean, they got the football program really going on up there. So basketball's pretty good, too.
In Arkansas, you got to go back, you know, 7 or 8 years to compare with that kind of success that they've had in football.
Yeah. Basketball's usually pretty good there, too, or at least has been as of late. Baseball obviously made the College World Series this year, but I don't think they're to the level of Arkansas baseball, though.
Not even close.
So that's another one. Hysterical Hawk fan says Virginia. Football program's pretty bad at Virginia. Basketball program's great.
Baseball might be better there.
Yeah. So, yeah, but as far as that goes, yeah, probably pretty balanced there. Matt also said Nebraska, which is one of the ones that I brought up to as well. Nick says Mississippi State. I don't know about that.
Programs are pretty even. I know they've had a pretty good run here lately. Had a couple great quarterbacks, starting with Dak Prescott, that's kind of led them to some success. Their baseball, I think they're in their 14th College World Series. They've been very good.
They're pretty good.
Ron Polk led that program to a lot of success and really laid a great foundation there in his time. Arkansas's had a much, much, much better basketball program.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, their glory years.
I know Stansberry
had. Yeah, that was as good as it got.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess football and basketball are pretty comparable. Or football and baseball, excuse me, are pretty comparable. But the other ones, yeah, I don't necessarily buy. Brandon says Indiana. I don't know where that came from. I think Indiana's really the basketball. They haven't been to that level yet. Donald says this one, and this was also a great one that I wanted to bring up. Oklahoma State.
I that was one I was going to mention, so I'm glad Donald did that. I think Oklahoma State on a lot of levels is a very even, comparable program to Arkansas. So, yeah, I think that's they've had success in baseball. They've had similar levels of success in baseball, similar levels of success in basketball, and about the same frustrations in football.
Yes.
I would say those are probably – Oklahoma State may be the best example in this conversation.
I think so, too, and because they're good in all three sports. I mean, at least relatively speaking.
Even though they share a state with a program that they live in the shadow of the OU program, and I know someone out there that's a OSU fan just drove off the road in anger right now, but that's true. I mean, OU's it's the number one program in that state, and then OSU kind of they've got that little brother complex. Arkansas has always had that little brother lived in the shadow of Texas for so many years in the Southwest Conference. There's some similarities there we can certainly, correlate between those two.
I think what's impressive about Oklahoma State,
We need a T. Boone, though, over here. Yeah. We need a
nice to have that money flowing
in. Pours it in.
Yeah. But, as far as Oklahoma State goes, I think it's pretty incredible just how well they've been able to maintain a successful athletic program across the board, considering that they've been in the shadow of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I mean, big time. Because football with Mike Gundy has been, I know that they haven't played for a national championship or anything or even been in the college football playoff like Oklahoma has, but they've been a constant 9-10 win season every year.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, we know what they had with Eddie Sutton when he was there. Even after Eddie Sutton left, they've had some success here and there. Haven't really been able
but
to
recapture
that. But
they're like Arkansas, they're trying to rebuild Camelot mm-hmm. to a degree. They're trying to search and find a way to get back to where they mm-hmm. once were.
Yeah, a couple bad hires is what got Oklahoma State too after Eddie
Sound
Sutton
familiar?
Left. I know
yeah.
it's pretty much the same skeptical there. And then yeah, baseball too. These teams and when I'm mentioning all this about Oklahoma State, that is why I feel like these programs should play each other on a consistent basis in the non-conference. Whether
in everything
I'd love it to be in everything, but even just in something, have some type of sport where you play.
They pretty well consistently play in baseball, and they've played. Not every year, but pretty frequently in basketball.
Never in football, though. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see them both play football. In fact, I have even made the argument that when the Southwest Classic contract ends in Dallas between A&M and Arkansas, mm-hmm. they're not re-signing it with A&M because A&M wants out of that badly. I think it would be awesome if they could get a deal signed, and it doesn't have to be a 10-year deal, but just something with Oklahoma State to where they play that game in Arlington every year in the non-conference. That would take care of it all for Arkansas as far as getting that Power 5 team. And it's not like Oklahoma State has a rival that they have to play that's not in the Big 12 already. So to me, it would just make sense if they had that game, and it would be beneficial to both teams, not from Texas, to play down there. I think it would be an awesome, awesome opportunity for both teams to go down there and play in that. But maybe that's just crazy, crazy talk by me. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got PA and Texarkana. What's going on, PA?
I don't think you guys have nailed it here. With Oklahoma State, because you carry it a level as far as winning national championships. They are one-sided in wrestling like we're one-sided in track.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
And they dominated,
in fact, the Wrestling Hall of Fame is on their campus, more or less.
Right. They dominated wrestling like we used to dominate track. So, and I think their program's fallen off a little bit, like ours has, so. I think you guys hit the nail on the head with Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and I agree. And what are they in proximity? Like, was it 2 hours away from Fayetteville, 2.5 hours?
Roughly.
Something like that?
It's an hour on the other side of Tulsa.
I mean, what else do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a perfect setup for having, I don't want to call it a rivalry because I hate when that term gets loosely thrown around, but setting up a consistent, competitive, good competition between these two programs in every sport.
They hadn't played. I didn't get the media guide out and look, but I think it was the 70s. I know they used to play in the 70s frequently. And yeah, it hadn't been a lot of I hadn't played in 20 plus years in football. I mean, I'm talking football here. They used to play pretty consistently. So
yeah, I'm actually going to be looking that up because, yeah, we know that in basketball and in baseball they've played each other very frequently. In fact, if you're looking at the record, these two teams between Arkansas and Oklahoma State, they have played 45 times. 45 times between the two. Arkansas owns the series. They've won 30 of those, while Oklahoma State has only won 15. So there's that setup. And it looks like the last time that they played each other, and again, I'm going off of the interwebs here, and of course the interwebs never tell lies. The last time they played each other was in 1980.
Yeah.
And that game was in Little Rock, where Arkansas won 33-20. So it's been, geez, nearly 40 years since these two teams have played in football, yet they're 2.5 hours away from each other. Unreal.
You wonder why.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
why?
Arkansas has set up series with Texas. They've had Texas A&M before they joined the SEC, that Texas Tech. You know, they've even played Oklahoma a couple of times in football since then.
Well, but those were bowl games, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess technically they're bowl games.
I mean, they weren't like regular season matchups.
No. So. No. But they've scheduled other teams and other programs of great caliber. So I'm wondering if maybe has it even been talked about for one? And then two, if it has been talked about, who's the one that would be that holds it up? Would it be Arkansas not willing to play Oklahoma State or Oklahoma State not willing to play Arkansas?
Yeah, it'd be a great game for the fans. You know, the question is, do you want to – you mentioned the A&M series not continuing in Arlington, and I think that certainly has a shelf life and it's going to go away. Does that just go away? Or would that be a series – would OSU be willing to play that game down there? You know, they got a nice new stadium that – T. Boone Pickens helped fund. You know, they don't want to play. They don't want to lose home games. Arkansas has just renovated their stadium. They're looking for ways to play more games. Now, I don't know. You know, that it'd be interesting to see if they would have interest in keeping that deal going and how important. You know, I'm sure the Dallas metro area is very important to their football program for recruiting because it. You know, it's a 3-hour drive away or whatever.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to bring up. Is you know both teams. Get the heavy recruiting beds are in Texas, especially in that area.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you want an opportunity to go down there and play a game in there?
And if you're OSU, you got your rival. They're in state already playing a game in the Dallas metro area every year. Mm-hmm. So they have a presence there. Do you want to build a presence there? Be interesting.
We'll see if it ever pans out. And if Hunter Yurecek is listening right now, which I'm sure he is.
In Omaha, I'm sure he's got us dialed up on the streamer in Omaha.
That's right, on hitthatline.com. Send me a text, Hunter Dog, and let me know why.
He was listening until you said that.
Now, why are you not setting up Arkansas-Oklahoma State? And if you are, when can we see that get done? Because I think all the fans would really love to see that.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
You've been listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. And thanks for downloading the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.